So, Mr. Molestad, first of all, we're very sorry to hear about the death of Marianne. How did you meet her?
I met her while I was making a documentary film about her first husband, because her first husband, Axel Jensen, was a very famous Norwegian writer. You know, Axel deserted her right after the birth of their son. Axel found another woman. He found an American painter. And when Marianne came to Hydra after giving birth in Norway, she came back and Axel was not there. Hmm. It was only one shop at the harbor, the same shop and bar in one. And she came in there with her little basket with a little baby, and she was crying to this Greek lady. And then in the doorway, she was just seeing the silhouette, was a man calling to her and say, "I know that you're Marianne, and I know what's happened. Well, come out in the sun and have a glass of wine." And that was Leonard. And he took so good care of her. Yeah. So, because she was still so sorry about what happened to her first husband. And Leonard, he helped her both with the baby, and he drove her all the way home with the old car that she had come to Hydra with. So he drove her all the way to Oslo. Hmm. And on the way, she was so desperate, so she wanted to jump out the window in Paris. And he kept her. He held her. And but what she says, what Marianne says, is that Leonard was the one who loved her for herself, who opened her up and let her feel that she was worth loving, not only for because she was beautiful outside, but he really was interested in her. Hmm. And they were together more or less for 10 years. But about 1970, when all this happened with the records and with Janis Joplin and Judy Collins, and I mean, it was so much happening, and so they split, but they still kept their contact. So the relationship was ongoing for the rest of their lives, really.
What did she make of the song that he wrote for her? I know she actually thinks there were two songs about her, but what did she make of the song that everyone knows was about her?
Well, she says that was for her for Leonard's first big love. So she didn't feel so strongly about that, but she felt very strongly about Bird on the Wire, mm-hmm. because she remembers it so clearly how it happened. Because that was when they had put on telegraph wire for the first time in Hydra. And at the same time, Leonard was lying down for some influenza or something. He was not feeling very well. And she wanted to cheer him up. So Marianne took down the guitar and she said, write something about that bird. Right? And this bird was sitting on the wire.
How did you find out that Leonard Cohen had written her a special note that she was to read as she was dying?
Yeah, that was, you know, Marianne and we were very close. So I got an SMS on the telephone saying, "Hey, hello, it's Marianne. I'm in the hospital in Oslo. I'm dying. Please take care of my husband Jan and my son Axel." And I phoned her immediately. I said, what? And she said, "Well, they have found that I am in the last period of leukemia. I'm going to die. I have only some few days left." And we rushed into the hospital, my wife and me. She was white because she's got the shock, but still she was very calm. Hmm. And then we came in and she said, "Please give a message to my two or three friends, and please, could you tell Leonard what is happening?" So we went home, and I sent him a letter telling that, unfortunately, it seems like Marianne has only some few days to live. And then it took only 2 hours. And in came this beautiful letter from Leonard to Marian. And we brought this letter into her next day, and she was fully conscious, and she was so happy that he had already written something for her.
I know you don't have it in front of you, but I'm sure, given it was written by Leonard Cohen, you can remember part of it. What parts do you remember?
Well, what he said is that Marian, we've come to this time when you're really so old, and our bodies are growing, falling apart. And I think that I will follow you very soon. But know that I am very close. I'm so close behind you that if you stretch out your hand, I think you can reach mine. And you know that I've always loved you for your beauty and for your wisdom. I don't need to say anything more about that, because you know all. But now, I just want to wish you a very good journey. Goodbye, old friend. Endless love. See you down the road. Something like that. When I read these lines, when Leonard said, stretch out your hand, she stretched out her hand. Mm. It was a very nice gesture from both of them. And then only 2 days after, she lost consciousness and slept into death. And when she died, I wrote a letter back to him, telling him that while she was in a last, I hummed Bird on a Wire, because that was, in a way, that the song that she felt closest to. And when we kissed her on the head and left the room, in the end, we said, so long, Marianne. After this, I could say that I will never be afraid of dying.
She sounds like a very special person.
She was. I really loved her.
Again, our condolences, but thank you for sharing so much of that with us.
Thank you for listening.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.